Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Carlos Guevara, and I am the pastor of Sugar Hill Church Español. I have the privilege to lead the Spanish-speaking congregation here at Sugar Hill Church, and this is my first time being able to share with you in this weekly podcast. And my hope is to encourage you and give you hope in the midst of suffering and pain. Because the truth is that in this world, all of us will face suffering and pain, and nobody's exempt of it, even good people. And that is something that I am really struggling with these past few days. Really, we all, at some point in life, will face tribulations and suffering and pain. And a very good friend of mine, who also leads our prayer ministry here at Sugar Hill Church Español, is just going through a very difficult time and suffering and pain, and for sure life change due to an accident, and as a result having to amputate his leg. And so I know that this is a difficult time, not just in his life, but in all of us around him. And this big question comes to mind, and is the big why. Why would this happen to him? If it's somebody that it's serving you and is doing good to the community. And I know that we all face the same question at some point in life. Why bad things happen to good people? And, you know, God spoke to me through the life of Job in the Bible, and he became a superhero to me because he remained faithful to God in the midst of suffering and pain. And we know the story of Job, and we know that he was a good man. As a matter of fact, in Job 1:1, scripture says that there was a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. And here we have a man who was a good person. And in our world today, we would see this guy as a good person, somebody that's doing good and serving God. And so we ask, why? Why would this happen? And as we continue to read the story, we see that there is a spiritual being called Satan, which means the accuser. And we know that he's the one that actually caused the pain and suffering. God allowed it in the life of Job. And so it's important to notice that it wasn't God who caused this, but it was God who allowed it. And it was Satan who actually caused the pain and suffering. And so still the question is, why? Why would he allow that? Why would God allow bad things to happen to good people? And in the story of Job, we never hear an answer. And we read the scriptures, and God never answer the why. But in the story, we're able to see, and Job was able to understand three important facts about God, which helped him and allowed him to remain faithful to God in the midst of suffering. And the first thing that Job recognized is that only God is wise. Because we know in today's world, we think that we're the wise ones. We know that, or we think that we're the ones that know it all, or we know better. But I'm sure that Job had this similar mindset, and that's why we see God's answer to this in Job 38. Verses 2 to 7. And God says, who is this that questions my wisdom in such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. And here we see that God is revealing to Job something about God that he didn't know. And it's the fact that God's mind is unlimited. And in comparison to him, we know that our minds are limited. We don't know all the facts. We don't have all the information. Only God is wise, and only he has all the knowledge in order to make decisions. The second thing that Job recognized is that only God is fair. We like to think that we're the only ones who are fair. Nobody else can be as fair as we are. But when you think about it, can you really be fair in everything and in every single time? Job 40, verse 2, God says, "Do you still want to argue with the Almighty? You are God's critic, but do you have the answers? And do we really think today that we have the ability to judge every situation in every person on the world, in every single conflict, and be fair? Do we think that we can really execute justice fairly?" And my friend, the answer to that is no, only God is fair. And the third thing that Job recognized is that in this world, we will face suffering. We know that God created a beautiful world. Everything was great when God created it. But we know that sin was introduced to the world, and therefore, we will now suffer and have pain in this world. And scripture says that in John 16:33, "I have told you all these things so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." So that is a message of encouragement and peace to us today. And we know that Job was able to remain faithful to God in the midst of suffering and tribulations. And my friend, the truth is that so can we. We can remain faithful. We need to acknowledge and recognize that only God is wise, only God is fair, and in this world, we will face tribulations. But we have to remember that we are not alone. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up in my victorious right hand." So we know that Job overcame his suffering and tribulations, and God restored him. And that is a message of hope for us today. And Job was able to close this dialogue with God. And he said in verse 42, chapter 42, verse 5, "I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes." And Job understood that only God is wise, only God is fair, and in this world that we will all face tribulations and pain. And my message and encouragement to you, my friend, today is that you take courage, because we know that we are not alone. So we don't have to be afraid, for God is with us. Let's be courageous. Let's not be discouraged, for God is our God.